Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And we're visiting with our friend Stephanie Vance, who's been with us many times before. You know Stephanie for having been on the show a number of times before. She's the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. She works with in the political arena, has now for a number of years, and she joins us on the show from time to time to talk to us about some of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., and help us sort through some of the nutty stuff. Stephanie, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we wouldn't have it any other way. It's good to have you back. Stephanie, tell us about what's going on in Washington. Now, we know that Congress has a lot of work to do. I mean, not just passing new things that they like to work on, but they're supposed to be taking care of some old things like making sure that the government has the money that it needs and appropriating all the funds for all the different things. How good a job have they been doing on that, Stephanie?
Well, I have to say that with today being the start of the new fiscal year, welcome to FY 2004,
right?
They are supposed to have finished all 13 of their appropriations bills. And if you look at it, it appears that one of them has been signed into law.
Let's see. Now, does that... Let's see. Now let's grade them on from A to F here. Let's see. 1 out of 13. I'm going to have to give them an F on that, Stephanie. What do you think?
Well. Now they did pass a continuing resolution so that the government keeps running.
But you know, I don't remember my teachers letting me say, you know what? I'm going to just give you that tomorrow when I didn't have my homework.
Well, yes, that is true. Now, if this were a classroom situation, they would not be doing very well. But it is, of course, the government of the United States, which is a very different situation. So I tend, as you know, not to be as difficult or as critical of them. But I do think that there has been a lot of fighting, and it has not been pretty.
You leave that up to me, don't you? You leave the
yeah.
you leave the critical part up to me, don't you?
Well,
I do have a problem. I'm serious. I see this in state legislatures. I do have a problem with politicians who don't do their job. I mean, in my opinion, when you go to Congress, you should do your job. And anything else that you do, any other mayhem that you wreak on society, you should be able to do it once you got your job done. But you shouldn't be able to walk in and start creating trouble when you haven't done your work. To me, that's like your mother letting you eat dessert first.
Well, I mean, I also tend to think of it as really hard to do your job when you have 434 other people who are bent on doing their job and it's diametrically opposed. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, football teams. It's very hard to get the ball down the field when you have, you know, a whole bunch of very big guys who are trying to knock you down.
I love it when women use sports metaphors on the show, folks. It's a beautiful thing.
Especially when they're as versed on football as I am.
That was what was so funny. I know what a big football expert you are, Stephanie. So are we going to? When are we going to get this work done that they should have gotten done a year and a half ago?
Well,
or a year ago, I guess I should say.
Well, no, they actually this particular work they just needed to get done by today.
Okay.
So I mean,
by
it's
yesterday.
Not that bad.
By yesterday.
Yes, and they did pass a continuing resolution, which will keep the government running until October 31st.
Right.
So on that date, they either have to pass another continuing resolution for whatever bills they haven't finished or finish all of these particular bills.
So where are they stuck? Why did they get their work done?
Well, I think they're stuck on a lot of things. I mean, first of all, lately it's been a difficult time with the supplemental appropriations. As you know, the president's made a very big request for the war in Iraq.
$87 billion.
Yeah. And so it's very hard to try and fit that into the budget picture. We've also, in the last month here in Washington, obviously lost almost an entire week of work due to Hurricane Isabel.
Isabel came through.
Yes.
I was there when she came through.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? You know what small business owners did, don't you? When they saw that, they looked around. And they said, "It's just a little bit of rain and wind. And, you, and when the government heard the forecast, they said, run away.
Well, it was funny. I did have to shut down, not because we were in any particular danger, but because the metro had shut down. So,
yeah.
People couldn't get to work and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we did lose some time there. And I really think that, you know, the combination of the supplemental appropriations, losing some time in September, and frankly, just the fact that there's a lot of contentious issues. I mean, we have less money. The economy hasn't been great. And so we're trying to fit all the same number of programs into a much smaller pot of money, and it's very hard to make a decision as to whose ox is going to be gored, because that ox often rears up and says, I'm not going to be gored.
Right. Well, so what do you think is going to happen over the next 30 days? You think they'll get their job done and the other 12 appropriation bills will be approved?
If I were a betting person, I'd say no. I think they're here until the middle of December.
Why does the average person in America care about this? Why would you say, I guess I shouldn't say why do they care. I probably should say why should they care?
Well, I think they should care for a lot of reasons. I mean, these appropriations bills, you know, it sounds like it's all sort of this esoteric stuff going on in Washington, but these are the programs that fund things that affect people on an everyday basis. I mean, I'm looking right now at the chart of appropriations bills, and, you know, there's, for example, the Interior Appropriations Bill. Well, that's the one that operates all the national parks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were planning on, you know, going on vacation in October or November or December to a national park, you want to make sure that this bill and this money continues to go through, because otherwise the parks will be shut down. If you care about, you know, a lot of cities are working right now on water issues and trying to fix up their water reclamation efforts. Energy and Water Appropriations Bill is really important to making sure that gets done. So these bills actually fund a lot of important programs that the Small Business Administration bill is in here as well.
So what happens is that as long as they're not appropriated, nobody knows for sure if they can go ahead with contracts or let contracts.
Exactly. I mean, they can't, you know, they can, most of the agencies are going to be on hold until they know exactly what their budget is going to be next year.
And all this filters down to big businesses who have contracts with the government, which filters down to small businesses who are subcontractors for many of the big businesses. And so now you see, folks, how not doing their job in Washington, D.C. affects. There are small business owners out there right now saying, it's hurting my business because they haven't done their job in getting the appropriations done. And when we come back after these messages, Stephanie is going to help me whip up on them a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We got more to come. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Vance is our guest. She is the advocacy guru. Her company is called Advance Consulting. She's one of our top political experts in our brain trust, and her book is called Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. And Stephanie, I'd like you to tell us how to get your book and also how we can find you online.
Well, you can do both at www.advocacyguru.com, and that's where you can you find my website, see all the interesting stuff I'm up to, and you can also buy the book there.
All right. And by the way, folks, I'd like to encourage you, if you're a member of a chamber of commerce, then you'd like to, if you're like a lot of chambers, you're trying to make sure that you're reaching out to the local representatives, the state representatives, and your federal representatives, this book will help you do that. And I'd encourage you to buy copies of it and give it to members of your board of directors. And that's one example, Stephanie. I know you work with a lot of chambers of commerce.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that, because I was just this summer working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Institute of Organizational Management, which is a ongoing program, and they bring a lot of chambers and a lot of associations in, and I've done a number of workshops for them on legislative process and procedure and how to really effectively advocate for what they care about. So.
Why don't you give us a phone number, too?
My phone number is 202 844-4866.
So check out her website, folks, and also, you're still doing your tip sheet, right?
I do a biweekly newsletter. It's totally free. Well, I know people think there's nothing that's totally free anymore. This is totally free, and it's a lot of fun. It has a lot of sort of interesting tips and websites and things, and I try to make it pretty painless.
And she does.
Not as good as your newsletter, Jim.
No, I disagree. It's an outstanding one, folks. So check it out when you get a chance. That's advocacyguru.com. Okay, what's going to be? Let's talk about 2004, fiscal 2004. What's going to be the news? What are some political things that we need to be paying attention to?
Well, I think the biggest news is obviously going to be the election, and I think I would see 2004 as possibly a year of the status quo. Not in terms of, I bet people will be talking about a lot of new ideas, but in terms of anything actually getting done, I think that's going to be very limited, especially in an election year. So there are some things that need to get done. There is, for example, an enormous transportation bill that needs to be finished.
There's an energy bill, too, that needs to be finished, isn't there?
There's an energy bill that needs to be finished. There's still some work on Medicare and Medicaid that needs to be finished. It's a difficult time period because there is going to be this election happening, and it is very, very, very difficult to get things done in an election year.
Yeah. Well, which brings me back to the appropriations. How much of the stymieing of moving the appropriations through is election year politics?
Well, I think some of it, a fair amount of it is, because we do have so many Democratic candidates that are from the various houses. They are, in addition to just sort of being busy running for president, they are trying to position themselves as the people who are, you know, saving the world from the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. And so that is sort of stymieing the works a bit. And then I also think that President Bush is trying to position himself, especially with the supplemental that he proposed and some other things, as, you know, the person who's really, taking the efforts to defend the country and that sort of thing. And so it is causing a little bit of a stalemate.
Mm-hmm. Now, so are you insinuating that the Republicans would play politics?
I would insinuate that both sides would play politics.
No, say it ain't so. What do you think? Would you like to make a prediction about next year's presidential election, presidential race?
You know, I have to say, as a Democrat, I really hope that the Democrats get it together, but I've not seen a whole lot of evidence of that yet. I mean, Wesley Clark's somewhat promising. But I think we're going to have another 4 years of your friend.
He's our president, Stephanie.
And our president. Yeah.
He's our president, just like Mr. Clinton was our president when he was there.
Yes.
Well, why do you think that? You think it's because you think Iraq will be settled down and the economy will be a little better, say, a year from now?
Well, I think in part that, but I also just think that the Democrats, to me, have not yet demonstrated the ability to take advantage of the falling popularity of the president. I mean, I think that, there were some great opportunities with the economy and problems in Iraq and sort of all of the hoopla that's come up around whether or not there were weapons of mass destruction and who said what to who when.
Right.
But I don't think that the Democrats have taken adequate advantage of that. I mean, who was it that said, I don't belong to an organized party, I'm a Democrat? We're definitely demonstrating that.
Yeah,
right,
and it is interesting to see all 10 of them running. But you know, it's the same way when the Democrats in the White House, you've got Republicans doing something very similar. Politics is in America is a very interesting pastime, a very interesting sport to watch, but it's also a little bit dysfunctional. So anyway, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Good job today, and we're looking forward to getting you back on the show another day.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen, that's advocacyguru.com. Don't forget to check out her book, and don't forget to subscribe to her biweekly newsletter. I think you'll like it. Quick break. I'll be right back with Jorian Clark. Joe Cocker will take us out.
Yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.